Yes.
Good evening, Mr. Tarleton.
Yes.
I'm Ashwin. I'm a freshman in the College of Engineering. I have two questions for you. First off, if negative gravity exists, do you think that it will propel time travel? And secondly, what are your critical views on the inflation theory by Alan Good?
Okay, so negative gravity is going to be what we discovered in antimatter. We asked the question, does antimatter have anti-gravity? Okay. It turns out if you run the equations, it doesn't. It just doesn't. It cancels out. Because the force of attraction, okay, you have F equals ma on one side, you have F equals gma over r squared on the other. Your m shows, the m of u shows up on both sides. Okay? If you have negative mass, it cancels out on both sides, and we still get to calculate the attraction force of gravity. So there's nobody going in a place with negative mass giving opposite gravity. There's no way to wrap our heads around that being true, based on anything we know about the universe. And about inflation, it explains a lot about the early universe. It's the best explanation in town. If there's a better one, it has its original. So with those, you keep what works. And there's still some things on the edges that we're working on. Maybe it's a better explanation later on.